It's Candy and Raybo's podcast, coming at you with the freshest podcast. It's a podcast.
Welcome to the Candy and Raybo podcast, sponsored by
Maeve's Bar Sligo.
All right. They're slidey enough, aren't they?
It's not the same.
No, it's not the same.
It's not the same. The chairs are smaller.
Ray hates change. He absolutely hates change. So, welcome, everybody. Thanks a million for coming to the Gara Vogue tonight. What's he doing? Ray's going to do an hour of a DJ set. You're going to love this. It's going to be unbelievable. Thanks a million for coming. I know it is a little bit different. It's great. Can everyone see? That was our biggest worry. Are all the seats? There's two seats. Free at
two
the front
lovely
here.
Seats there.
If anyone wants to move forward.
Anybody
to the,
like two seats?
Two more here. Your man brought his jacket. He paid for two tickets. So the jacket, actually, that's a cat, actually. So there's some seats. There's four seats free at the front. If anyone is down there like, this is shite, I paid for two, I can't see anything.
They won't tell you tonight, though.
No, they'll only tell you afterwards.
They'll tell you online, on Facebook, weeks later.
Over the Google review.
Yeah.
It was great, no, but I couldn't see the fucking show. And there are free seats everywhere, like, you know?
Yeah.
So, we tried our best to get this pillar taken out, but apparently the building would have fallen down. So we compromised.
That part of the building.
And we left it there. Now, Ray, you said you wanted to do something there. So do you know what he said to me? Don't go off on your usual shy talk at the start. I want to say something.
It's only real small.
Okay, go on.
But it might fall in its face.
Perfect. That's a great way to start.
Brian, you're down there. Thing, would you turn up the Bluetooth, please?
Oh,
thank you.
What's this?
Are there any staff from Anderson's here? No?
There is.
Is there one?
I could see some, yeah.
See, I was going to do this whole bit. I'd like to welcome everybody to this remembrance ceremony for Anderson's Tremendous Event Centre.
Yeah, I promise I wouldn't cry tonight. That's the one promise I made to myself.
And now, we're going to get a few of the staff to bring a few
gifts
items,
to the stage.
Gifts to the stage, things that meant a lot to them down in Anderson's.
Sarah is bringing up a pint of Guinness.
Brandon is bringing with him a deep fat fryer. Yeah.
A goujon and chip found on the floor.
No bags.
Don't. There was no bags ever found in that place.
A bag of clothes that we were going to give away to charity. Jeez, I caught myself there, didn't I?
Yeah, you nearly said it.
I nearly said it.
Yeah.
That would be the end of all of it.
A bag of chips.
Yeah,
you nearly said it, Ray. It's funny, it's the elephant in every room. Is my mic like crackling there? No, it should be good.
No.
It's the elephant in every room. Cocaine. Okay, so...
Go on ahead with your usual
every
stuff.
Every venue is clean, like, oh, you'd have a great night in here. There's fucking coke everywhere. Country is laced in coke. Anyway, okay, so I'm not, I'm only joking. So, you're all very welcome, Ray. I want to say one thing to you.
Yeah.
Episode one of the Kendi and Raybo podcast.
Go on.
We drank two beers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember?
Yes.
What was it about those beers that was so...
The Smithics was gone off.
Yeah.
Did the solicitors let her get to them and did that all work out?
And they're here now to work it all out tonight.
Oh.
Roisin down there might have been the woman who actually sold you the beer.
It was very... Yeah, it wasn't a specific beer. I said, can I get a Smithics and a Bulmers?
Yeah, and she said, I'm going to give that fella the gone off shit that's been behind the... She's actually down here tonight to defend her honour, ladies
again,
and gentlemen.
Because she's already given us a bag of cans back a couple of years ago.
I said it wasn't enough. That's the shit.
You wanted more.
I said, do you know what? A second bag of cans.
Yeah, where is it? Is that it?
It's out the back. We're going to get,
But we can't talk about that because this is sponsored by White Hag.
Oh, yeah. Don't even drink Smithics. It's puck. Ew. We drink White Hag. Yeah, can shove it up your arse, Roshi. Yeah, we don't want it. Yeah? Okay. So the whole thing is sponsored by White Hag. We're in the Gara Vogue, not Anderson's. Fit in, which is great. My mic is cutting out again.
They do that every now and again. Yeah, they do it every now and again.
Every now and again,
you will hear less of Kendi.
Which is perfect.
Yes.
Okay, so Ray, any old crack that you want to get into?
Am I doing it?
Yeah,
can we start? We'll start off at the very start with the thing that happened in Belfast.
I rang Ray yesterday and I said, I can't find that video. It must be on the dark web or something.
Laura was watching it. So I seen it.
So have you seen it?
I have.
Devonish?
The Devonish is the bar.
Okay.
And they hired in, apparently it was kind of a Valentine's night thing where it was, you know, let's invite the ladies out. Anybody who wants a bit of crack that might be going out on a date on Valentine's night, come on into the Devonish. We have some lads that'll entertain you.
Yeah, they thought it was going to be a full Monty. And all of a sudden...
a bit of a stripper.
Just slap it into the... Get that joke out. It's looking at me.
Monstrous is what it was. They were all really talented fellas. It's crazy what went on.
So, as a man who hasn't seen it...
Yeah?
Could you explain... Because it was all over News Talk.
Yeah.
Dr. Kira Kelly saw us. I don't know what she was looking for, but... That growth isn't right, kind of thing. Yeah. But she was saying, so I watched the videos at the weekend, and I was like, am I the only flute that has, who has seen these
poor choice
videos?
Of word there is now.
Am I the only flute? Yeah. Who's seen us?
Yeah.
Okay. So, from what I can tell from, but you can cover it, you know, once I let you speak.
Yeah.
From what I can tell from listening to all the commentary on it all, these lads went up onto the stage.
They did.
40 women got out of hand and went up and started riding them on the stage.
Kind of.
Is that?
Pretty much. Well, no, not riding. There was just rubbing. Copious amounts of rubbing.
Rubbing what?
And slapping.
Rubbing butch.
You would actually see women being slapped in the face with huge, tremendous, veiny, throbby old rods. And they loved it.
But that's the thing. So that's the part that I wanted to get to, okay? Because I've often been kicked out of a strip club. Well, I know, I'm sorry, I won't start like that. What I mean is, if a woman,
are you trying to put yourself in their shoes?
Apparently they weren't wearing shoes, but what I'm saying is, let's say I go to a strip club, right? And then...
Hit in the face with a rod.
No, I don't want to get hit in the face with a rod. Some woman rubs her fanny all over my face. Oh, for fuck's sake. In my head, I had worked out a good way of saying it there, though. But you know what I mean? If I was like, oh, you want... Like, and then my wife goes, that sounded like it was really good fun, Mark. I'm glad you enjoyed that now.
Yeah.
So these 40 women going in getting slapped in the jaw with a Mickey.
Yeah.
What's the difference? Because...
I think it was unexpected. I think they got away with it on that basis.
But who got away with it, though? The women or the fellas?
I'd say everybody was embarrassed. No, the fellas were delighted. They were like, lads, we'll get more gigs out of this.
That's the thing.
That's what they were thinking.
So your man was on News Talk today, and he said, we've never gotten so many inquiries to get booked.
I want to bring them to
Sligo. So obviously, ye women are dirty perverts. That's the point. I found the point. Women are dirty perverts.
They're not.
No.
They're only finally doing what we've been doing for many, many, many millennia.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. We're dirty perverts. Fellas are dirty perverts, right?
Yeah, but now we're all
a
dirty perverts.
A friend once said to me, the thing about boobies is, once you've seen one pair of boobies, you want to see every pair of boobies, right? And that's true, though. There isn't a pair of boobies in the world I don't want to see.
So you think the
I stop now, because she's... Oh, that's disgusting. She's taking them out. I didn't mean now, like.
You weren't taking them out.
Were you? No, but you know what I mean, though? So it's accepted that fellas are dirty perverts.
Yeah.
Right? But all of a sudden, now that women are dirty perverts as well, all of a sudden, it's the talk of the town, like. You know?
Because it's new.
Because
women normally aren't dirty perverts.
But if I started... doing it now,
yeah.
Would all the women in here be like, yeah, woo?
They would.
It'd
be a different type of show.
I didn't hear one woo there when I asked. That was all the fellas. That's not right. That's a disgrace. Okay, so explain the video. They went up onto the...
All I seen was there was four or five lads on the stage in a state of undress. Right. Very excited looking. And
are you talking full...
Oh, full out, yeah. I don't know how they did it. Because they were dancing as well, and I don't know how you can concentrate on what they were supposed to be doing with it.
When you're being
and
led.
Also dancing and having the crack.
They're talented boys now, Ray.
Very talented lads.
Yeah.
And they were just basically rubbing it up against legs and knees and elbows and cheeks. Both types of cheek. Some ladies were getting rubbed along here.
Big cheeks,
and other
cheek.
Ladies were getting rubbed along here.
Right. And those ladies, were they in a state of undress?
No, they were fully dressed. Everybody was having a great time.
Wearing a blouse and a jacket and a hat.
That's what I seen. And I didn't see any naked ladies at it.
So... should I...
Very disappointing, in fairness.
No, I won't say what I was going to say next, because it's a bit too sinister. What I'm saying is, these women were obviously wanted this to happen. They engaged.
I think they didn't expect it to happen. They were expecting a nice, easy-going evening where they got to see most of the fellas.
But did any woman come out afterwards and say, I didn't sign up for a Mickey in the face?
I didn't see any messages to that effect.
But that's what I wanted to know. That's the part I
didn't
know.
I think everybody was willing. But the question
because is... Because that's the other thing as well. Let's say if I got caught in that situation, not with the Mickeys, with a pair of old boobies, right? right? And I would not come out and make a statement and say, it's just that I didn't expect the movies. I would when Nicola asked. Nicola was disgusted. I wasn't into it at all. Now, oh, Jesus. But, like, I'd never go public and say, sorry, no, but I didn't ask for a pair of old boobies. Like,
you yeah, know? No, but nobody did. Everybody had a great time.
I love all boobies. Anyway, sorry.
Can I ask a question, though?
Yeah.
If Johnny of the Gar of Oak here, Johnny runs the events here in the Gar of Oak, if he invited them lads, what are they called, by the way, the lads?
They were called something XXL or something.
Right.
Big Trabbin' Old Veiny XXL.
If Johnny brought them down to the Gar of Oak here of a Tuesday,
yeah,
how many of you would actually come to see it? It's a bad choice of words again. would there be an appetite there for such an event?
Tell the truth now.
Tell the truth now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go. Now, finally, some women that are talking. Well, you're in for it. Here we go. No,
Sean O'Reilly, ladies and gentlemen. These are... He'll be out in a minute. He's just getting changed.
Thing is, and he won't tell me this now, but Johnny is, I guarantee you, Johnny tried to find out if they were available.
How much are they?
He did, look at the head.
How much are they, Johnny? Oh.
The cheat, it's just called XL. Or you can get an extra medium, actually, the boys. They're a couple of grand cheaper.
We'll hopefully get them to Sligo. Or but did then, someone say Clooney?
Okay, so.
Is Clooney more preferred?
If we're deciding that that's a normal thing, so if I want to get fit. Two. Did you do that on purpose?
No.
If I want to get fiddled with by whores, or whatever, sorry now. If I want to get fiddled with by whores or be involved in a show like that, I'd have to go to Amsterdam or Prague and tell nobody about it and come back with a big shameful head. Okay? But if we're deciding
exactly
now that that's okay, that what happened in the Devonish, then I think that the Gar of Oak should book six of the finest women. And a load of fellas should go to that show and be pulled up on stage. And now, I've told that story before. I just told to actually happened to me. I just told a story that happened to me. Does anyone... Jesus Christ, Ray. Brendan, give me that other mic. Give me that because I've said this.
What's wrong with that mic?
Sorry. It's the thing we do with these shows. We give him the gammy mic.
Always. I always get
these are Ray McAndrew mics.
Yeah, they're definitely not... Mine.
They're not. They're Gar of Oak mics.
They are not Pixel Production mics. Okay, so... The story I was going to tell, who knows the story? I have to tell it again of me getting in the nightclub, nightclub in Spain. Do you not remember that, no?
No.
So I just explained the story there that actually did happen to me. Because I went on a holiday when I was like 18 or 19 and I bought a rose off of a Romanian outside a nightclub in Spain. And I was like, that's good, that's a waste of a fiver.
Who did you buy the rose for?
Was it? Fuck. For no one, for my business.
Oh. Just your own business.
Nicola wasn't with me, like.
So you just bought a rose?
Yeah.
You were guilted into it.
No, it was like the universe knew that something was going to happen. So the universe drew me towards this lovely Romanian woman.
Right.
To buy a rose off her for a fiver.
What age of a Romanian woman was it?
She was between 40 and 112. It's hard to tell.
I have her in my head now. I can see her wearing a heap of shawls and a bag of roses over her back.
Yeah.
Making big pounds.
Yeah, she was. That night she was.
And she was working her patch.
And we went into a Russian nightclub called CCCP, right?
Oh yeah, that's Russian.
Yeah, and and they had told us that there was going to be a stripper on stage.
Lovely.
I said, male or female? They said, female. I said, I'm in. Okay.
Yeah, signed up.
So we danced along to Twist and Shout and La Bamba and all that for a little while. And next thing, this woman came up on stage and my friend Kieran said, go and give... that stripper, your rose, like. I've definitely told this story before. Anyway.
I've forgotten it, but...
He said, go and give that woman your rose.
Yeah.
And it was like the Lord above was looking down on me. He said, now is your time, Mark.
What age were you?
I was like 18 or 19, I
Lovely.
Think.
Lovely. Innocence.
Oh, the big innocent head on me. But everything was where it should have been, which was great. Anyway, we'll get to that. Anyway. She was as fake now as an IKEA flower. That's the truth. I'll tell you that much. She had a face that looked like a mask from a 1980s film. And she had a pair of tits that looked like two size fives. They were perfectly like... They didn't move when she moved. It's beyond the point.
Yeah.
So I went up and gave this woman the rose. And she said, come on up here now, you. Like that.
Up
and
on
I
the
was,
stage.
I was like, well, I bet her. She might want to say, thanks a million for that rose. So I got up on the stage. And she started stripping me off. And throwing my clothes into the nightclub.
Crowd.
Yeah. And I was like, this is a bit of fun. Obviously, she's not going to go that far. stuck my face in between her boobies. I've said boobies so many times at this so far. Anyway, I was down to me jocks, right? And right. I was like, obviously, she's done with her fun now.
Had the room got a bit darker?
No, nothing was out, man. Was asleep. And
yeah.
So,
surely it wasn't asleep, or were you just...
I was stood up.
Were you not excited?
No, it wasn't at all, but we got to that. Okay, we'll get to that. I'll tell you why. It's fucking hard. It wasn't. So I'm down to me jocks facing the crowd, not too unlike this. Mm-hmm. They said for they were standing up, but they were all looking at me.
Do you want them to stand up to make you feel more like...
No, because I'll get PTSD, man. I'll take it out again. I'll fucking revert back to my natural state.
Yeah, okay.
So, and she disappeared behind me. And I was like, oh, she must be gone for a fag or something. But she went behind me and pulled down me jocks. Jesus. In front of everybody.
In a Russian nightclub in Spain.
Yeah.
18-year-old Kendi's flute was out.
Yeah. It was a good flute back then, though. It wasn't as, you know... I have an old...
It hadn't seen the things it has seen today.
I have a 32-year-old flute now, Ray. It's... 32-year-old flute, man.
How did you feel? You were booked
so
naked.
That's what I was going to get to. So I ended up going... So obviously the young fella didn't know this was going to happen. So he wasn't... He didn't have his chest out, like. He wasn't ready to go, like.
Yeah.
So I was like, what am I supposed to do here? Everyone, I had a friend there as well, Rachel, God love her. Rachel was filming the whole thing, thinking it was innocent, right?
I'd love to see this
the
video.
Second she saw her drop the jacks, she put her phone down and just went, oh no. Oh no. So anyway, I was like, what am I supposed to do here? She's called my bluff, like, pretty much. So I just started swinging it around. I just started swinging it.
Helicopter.
I was like, that's all I can do because, you know, in situations like that, I'm very adaptive, Ray, you know?
You're a performer.
And I'm quick on me 3 feet and I can... And I can go, do you know what? This calls for a little bit of something. And I just like that, I said, I'll throw it around the place, man, like a fire hose. The smallest fire hose you've ever seen.
Had
in your
you
life.
Drink taken?
I wouldn't put out many a fire now, but...
Did you drink taken?
Of course I drink taken. I'll drink it all day.
Yeah, okay.
That didn't help either now because usually if I tense all my muscles in my body... 3 seconds. But I was drinking all day. Like, I was like that. Come on. Anyway, so I was swinging around. Anyway, she had thrown all my clothes into the crowd.
Yeah.
So I had to search through a fucking nightclub to a load of people who were either at the bar in a smoking area or dancing on the nightclub floor going, that's actually my jocks, lovey. Could I have them back?
Yeah.
It was
great.
The best €5 I ever spent. The moral of the story is, you know when life gives you lemonade?
Yes.
When a Romanian gives you a rose,
yes,
take it.
Take it.
Because there's a God-given reason why it has happened to you.
That's tremendous.
And
story.
I did have to go home to Nicola and explain that story as well.
Were you with Nicola? So you were Nicola with Nicola.
Yeah,
the
for all the women in the house, if your fella went home and told that story, would you be like, we're done? Because that's what she did. No, it's not. I just wonder it. She was very nice about it. She was like, geez, you're an awful Egypt. Like, yeah. Haley and Keane.
I'd ask for footage.
What?
I'd ask for footage.
Where's Rachel's phone? No, it's just an interesting one because obviously at my state now, like I wasn't a wild young fella, but I was a lot more, you know, if you asked me to do something.
You were freer.
Now, yeah, if you asked me to do something now, what's my answer usually?
No.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No. Usually I'm like, would you just leave me alone in my house?
Yeah.
But back then, I was taking me fluid out in the European continent.
It's fucking tremendous.
Do you know what I mean?
So you know how the lads up in Belfast felt?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. You
the only
felt
thing
that
is, I didn't
duration.
Have 40 women rushing the stage going, I can't wait to have a look at that joke. And I, even though I was fitter than I am now, I didn't have that kind of body. Do you know what I mean? I wasn't ripped as a bull. Like, she took out this pasty old Irish old body, tidy bit of old chest hair here and fucking hadn't shaved his pubes in 2 years. I know, I'm not. I'm only saying it was just, you know.
Could I
You're dragging this all over me now.
Could
Ray.
I
it's
segue?
Everyone, yeah, please segue because I'm going to have a panic attack.
So gone from that to just Donegal daddy.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, that was,
I have a real, now this is the way the podcast normally goes. There's bits. So that was a bit. And now I have to do this bit.
Planned. We knew we were going to talk about it.
I have a few bits. Yeah. But that bit was that bit.
Yeah.
This bit is... I just have to talk about Donegal Daddy real quick. Does anybody know Donegal Daddy in the house? Yes? Donegal Daddy is very famous on the internet for having children. And being in a wedding band. And there was an awkward moment there recently. He bought a treadmill.
Yeah.
And I seen the treadmill. Laura seen the treadmill. We all seen the treadmill. We also purchased a treadmill for the family.
Lovely.
Do you know? Because it's pink and it's nice and it fits in the living room.
It's okay. Great.
And I got it and I put up a little Instagram, I didn't anyone see it, of me trying out the treadmill, which was fine. And I tagged Donegal Daddy in it, mm-hmm. right? So after,
looking for followers, you bollocks.
No, I wasn't. I was just going, isn't this great crack, daddy? And that was great. And I came home to Laura and I said, isn't it great that, you know, that we tagged him in it? And she said, yeah, but it's, what's not great is you don't follow him on Instagram.
Oh, it's so awkward.
Mm.
We so, don't follow him, the Kendi Rabo podcast.
Kendi Rabo podcast, don't follow him on Instagram. So that was my first problem. So shit. I said, Arsh, just follow him there, so you won't mind.
No, it's too late.
It wasn't. I said, to hell with it, we're older now, we don't care. So I said, follow. So that was fine. Following day, I was in work, and I was looking at my own Instagram when all of a sudden I seen the Kendi and Rabo podcast video of me doing it. I was going, that's lovely, that was great crack. And then I think either you or Brendan had put his response up,
mm-hmm.
and I liked it. I reacted to our own podcast story on okay. Instagram. And Laura texted me, said, you big saddo. You're so old. You're after reacting to your own podcast story on Instagram.
Yeah, well, I do it. I have a Mark Kendi musician page and my own solo page. And just to boost the likes, I do like each post on each of them. Isn't that fucking terrible?
So then I said,
one like.
I said, Jesus, I didn't even see that he had replied to us. So I went into his thing and I don't follow him either.
Oh, shit. Does he follow us, though?
I think he does, yeah. I had to click follow on that as well. So this is just an apology to Donegal Daddy for not being anyways supportive to your social media.
It's also an apology to anyone here who you asked their... do you think it was Brendan or Mark that replied to his message?
Yeah.
It would definitely not be.
No.
I never...
Could have been the stake.
The only time I ever look at Instagram messages is when Ray texts me and says, Mark, there's people who are actually asking you specifically questions on us, you know? Yeah. Come here, Ray. I have to ask you. Because you drove me mental. Are you going to do that thing that you asked me to do?
I'm going to do
what you're asking. Are you doing it now?
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't know what this means. Yeah. And I don't know what I did.
I gave Mark some homework.
Yeah.
Thank God this came up. So anyway, I give you some homework. I asked Mark if he could remember back to the day that he moved to Sligo. So Mark, a number of years ago, moved to Sligo from Castlereagh.
2011 or 12.
Yeah. So you obviously there was a day where you packed the car and you moved... all the way up to Sligo.
Yeah.
To your new home.
Yeah.
Right?
It was May 2012, I
Good.
Think.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect. Yeah. So the reason I asked you to to think about that.
Yeah.
The reason I asked you to think about it, right, is because when I was down at home on Tuesday evening, now this isn't it, but my father presented, if Johnny can throw that up on the old laptop there, father brought out three bits of paper, which he said was a letter that he wrote home to his parents. That's great, Johnny. Fair play to you. That's good work. So there you can see the little scrawl there now. So my father wrote that letter 50 years ago, 1974.
Wow.
Back to his parents and brother. And I'm going to now read this letter out.
Okay.
Right?
Great.
Okay? Yeah. And then we'll come to you in a minute.
Yeah, okay.
So this is my owl lad, 19 years of age, moving to Dublin. First time ever leaving home. His address at the top, 53 Park Avenue, Sandymount, Dublin 4.
Oh, if only he held on to that.
Saturday. It's Saturday in the letter.
Okay.
Right? Dear mother.
Saturday 1974.
Saturday 1974. You can just picture him now. My young father, 19 years of age, had landed up in Sandymount, Dublin 4. Dear mother, father, and Gerard. Or Gerard.
Oh, Gerard.
Gerard.
Yeah.
Gerry, we do call him. Well, I got here and I must say it's a very nice flat. I am not long in and I have lamb for dinner.
Jeez, he's gone into some fucking detail already.
Well, you see, he has to because there's no phones.
Yeah.
So my father's house had no phone.
If it was nowadays, he'd have a picture of the lamb up on Instagram.
And his mother would have liked it.
Yeah, his mother would have absolutely
liked
it. So
this is the difference. So there was no phone. So his mother had seen him leave the Saturday morning. It's now Saturday evening. And he's not long in and he has lamb for dinner.
Right.
I met Linda Murphy at the station and I gave her the bag.
Even back then,
drugs were a big thing. she came into the city centre with us. I don't know who us is yet. She told me she failed the exam for the civil service and now she's going for the bank.
Hey, that was... There was a hierarchy. Civil servant, bank,
teacher,
priest or nun.
Garage.
That was if you didn't make it down there. I'm sorry to
Linda for obviously bringing this out 50 years later.
Yeah.
You know, everything that is needed for living is here. The three of us will put money in a kitty for food, etc.
Isn't
this awful sweet?
It's beautiful.
My 19-year-old father, he's been very genuine here. There is television, wardrobe, kitchen sink, carpet, etc.
No kitchen sink back home.
Christ. None of those things must have been a Mayo.
Fucking hell.
I am going downtown now with Joe to find out where I will be working.
Oh. He didn't even know. Isn't that mad?
No, was he didn't know.
Was he a civil servant?
He was civil servant, starting civil
service. Wow, that's amazing.
I am in a big house on the second story with big trees in front. Lovely painting a picture from my granny at the time. I will be going to the match tomorrow with Joe and he will show me around the city. I am getting to know the buses, which will bring me in and out. It is about 2 miles out where he's living. On the way in, I saw the Gardaí outside the big Sinn Féin meeting.
I saw Mary Lou today, man. Not much has changed.
Nothing has changed. Fucking there's hell. Always guards outside the Sinn Féin meeting. Right, and he's going to...
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, I shouldn't have said that,
should
I?
That's some statement to make.
Okay, we'll edit that out. That's just for tonight. I will have more news when I write again Monday evening. So you will hear how I got on at work. You will get this Tuesday and the next one Wednesday.
That's
so,
so
she's
beautiful.
Delighted reading this on the Tuesday going, I did, I got it on the Tuesday and there's a letter coming tomorrow.
Lovely.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful.
Isn't that
it?
Cute?
Oh my God.
I suppose you were all worrying about me, but don't. I'm fine. Hope ye are all fine and now I will say goodbye until Monday when he writes again. Michael.
That is so beautiful. Honest to God.
Now.
Like, isn't it amazing that the... Like I said, like I video call my mother every day.
That, yeah.
So that she, but so there's no news. Like he had a couple of days now worth of news.
No, he was there. He left on Saturday morning. He was writing this letter Saturday evening.
Yeah.
So he was only there an hour.
Yeah.
And he was writing back home to his mother, father, and Jared.
But it's funny, like, because when I, like I said, every day now I talk to mum, we don't have anything to talk about. Like, I'm like, well, any crap, and it's just. Ah, well, you know, Larry's dead. You're like, okay, that's another dead person. Like, every time it's someone dead, like, you know.
But I asked you then the last day, not telling you that I had the letter from your father.
Shit.
I said, could you imagine if you hadn't phones back in 2011 and if you were to write a letter to your mother, Geraldine, the day you arrived in Sligo, what would you say?
Yeah, so I moved here in 2012, I think.
Okay.
So I imagined this like it was 1970.
Oh. Okay.
Did you not ask me to do that?
I kind of said, no, go on anyway. So we'll see how you get on.
This is from the perspective of 1970.
Okay, so as if they're having phones. That's what it is, yeah.
I'm writing me all one a letter because it's 1970, I'm actually moving from Castlereagh to Sligo.
Great. To 1970 Sligo or 2012 Sligo?
No, hang on now. Don't be confused with it. 1970 Sligo.
Oh, shite. What was it like back then?
I have no clue. I made it up. It's very similar to your father's one, actually.
So this is an act of fiction?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but there's little sprinkles throughout this that are based on real life.
Right.
Like the first night we landed in Sligo, we paid our deposits and then realised we have no money, so we had to work in a pub that night. We had to work in the Leitrim bar, me and a friend of mine.
Jesus.
For fucking 30 quid. Because someone said, well, if you want money, they'll pay you in there. Like. Yeah. And because we couldn't sign on the dole till the next day. So...
Guanto, dear Geraldine.
Hi, Mammy. I'm writing this letter for my new bedroom here in Sligo. Now, sorry, remember, I came from Castlereagh, Roscommon.
Yeah, big spin.
And in 1970, fucking, even now, nothing going on. We are exhausted but happy.
Good.
We arrived safely yesterday and paid our first 2 months' rent and deposit. I didn't think it would be so expensive. £6 for a month's lodgings.
Charles Dickens over here writing like it was back in the good old days.
We ended up with no money, so we had to work in a local bar last night and we earned £1 each. That should keep us going for a week or two. Sligo is so big. There's like 6 different roads here. Fuck.
Go on. It's good so far, it's quite cute.
One of the roads has 2 lanes.
That's big.
Like the cars driving side by side, it's madness. The only downside is the place is full of foreigners.
Oh.
Yesterday I met a fella from Mayo. Is that ages away? I was trying to ask him, but I don't think he spoke English. Did you know that the Roscommon Herald wasn't the only newspaper? They have loads of them here. One of them had news from all over the world. Remind me to explain the Vietnam War to you.
I have a good feeling about these American crowds. I get the feeling they'll end up protecting the whole world in the future. Bit of political jokes there.
Yes, nice, yeah.
Just it all in. Anyway, Sligo is very different to Roscommon. There's all kinds of people here. Did you know that two men could kiss? Anyway. But I'm thinking about playing music here, and that's where this gets a little bit awkward.
Okay.
Last night I heard rock music.
Oh.
And well, I kind of liked it. Daddy told me that country and western music was the only music worth listening to, and that if I listened to anything else, Foster and Allen would haunt me in my sleep forever. But last night I heard a hip new track from some lads called the Beatles, and I slept like a baby. It must be this new thing I tried last night called cocaine.
In 1970 Sligo.
It's like Smiddix, but dustier. You don't drink it either. You have to either do it in a toilet or off a hooker's cheeks. I don't know what that means, but it sounds really fun. Maybe I can bring some cocaine home to you and Daddy, and he can do it off your cheeks. Or maybe I can bring it down to the cozy bar and you can ask Maggie Dignan if she wants to do some cocaine off your cheeks.
Sorry.
Nicola's living here in Sligo, and to be honest, she stayed here last night.
Oh.
She's down here doing a typewriting course. It's nice to see the women doing a bit of education. I can't remember writing this, to be honest. We did share a bed, but don't worry, we use protection. Not those illegal condoms. I did what Daddy taught me, and I put two plastic bags on it. Sure, what does it matter? They're never going to cost anything anyway. They will. Anyway, I better go. Anyway, I better go. I have to go down and find out what this dole crack is all about. Apparently, you can get free money every week. Ireland. What a marvellous country to live in.
You did very well, Mark.
They were all typewriters back then, right? That's all the fuck they could do.
That was brilliant.
Yeah, no, it was very similar to your father's now. I must say, same heartfelt.
Did they have kitchen sinks, wardrobes, television?
I didn't get into it, Ray. I'm not going to lie to you.
Simple things for him.
Is there any other crack, Ray, before we let these people take
a break?
That's
the height of that now. It's a drinking break.
Okay, so here's what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. Mm. See Maeve's bar there next door. Drink the bollocks of yourselves.
It's going to be funny because 100 people are going to tip into Maeve's bar.
But you can see here
all
if
of
you
a
want,
sudden.
Like.
And then just like, yeah.
Yeah, so what's happening is, lady, we have Kevin McGahern coming up next, ladies and gentlemen. I'll also say this to him when he comes out. I grew up with him. He doesn't know this. I was outside his window. No, it was all the stuff he did, Republic Italian, all that crack. I can't wait to talk to him about us. Yeah. So we're going to be back in about 10 minutes' time with Kevin McGahern.
And, 15.
Yeah,
15,
we'll see you then. Thanks so much.
Thanks very much.
All right, we're back. Settle down, settle in. Nothing worse than seeing less people sitting in front of you than when you started. Obviously, a few people said, fuck this, man. Oh, yeah, Brendan. Sorry, yeah, I was self-deprecating there and he caught me. Come here. You see that QR code there on the televisions? That is for the, I want to get the name right, the lung cancer community, ladies and gentlemen. And they are the charity that is involved with the entire So Funny Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
So
Brendan isn't taking all the money.
There's no profits made at the end of everything. Once everybody's paid production and all that, there's no profits made to office. So every pound that's made is going towards that lung cancer community.
I forgot that until now.
Yeah, so... yeah, so...
Actually, look, it's good cause.
You can hit that QR code or you can just go to the So Funny Comedy page and any donation would be just marvellous.
Yeah.
So we'll wait for you there now. Go on.
Take your time now.
All right, no one's budging. All right, I'll fucking, it's okay. If I said the charity was for the Devonish women, you'd be all like, yeah, no bother, come on, we get this fucking thing. Okay, so you're very welcome back. You got closer.
I know I got closer, and I've got the Gammy mic now, so if this cuts out, I mean, should be. Do we give away all these tins of beer?
Are we supposed to give them away, Brendan?
Brendan, what's with the 24 tins of beer? Can we sell them later?
Give half away them. Half of them?
That's kind of random. Why only half? Are you taking this or cut, is it?
No, the second half is going to the lung cancer community, ladies and gentlemen.
Stop it now. Oh, you're going straight to hell.
I know, but fuck. Trying to give these away. So are we supposed to hand them out? We'll hand them out when we're finished.
If you want a beer when we're finished, just come up to us and we'll just give away a drink.
The other thing is, well, don't forget, we're drinking pints and maves afterwards. That's the only other thing I wanted to say. All right, ladies and gentlemen, without further...
Adieu.
Come on. See the way we just think, the two of us together like that? It's unbelievable. Will you please put your hands together for Mr. Kevin McGahan?
Yeah. I'm in the mood again.
Fine now, you're tough again.
I'm in the Schlego way.
All right, so we only met Kevin like a half an hour ago. He reckons he's met Ray before, probably. Yeah,
he has.
And but I met him a half an hour ago.
Oh.
Oh, no. I'm not doing that. I'm not giving any peer pressure.
I don't need a stand to hold my microphone.
I've been wanting to do this for a long time.
Aren't you great, yeah? I'll interview the two of you then, so... come here, Kevin, thanks a million for doing this. Kevin is doing a gig tomorrow night, doesn't matter to you because it's sold out anyway, upstairs in Lily's, and he has a load more dates that we'll get to eventually, but for now, fair play to you. You, Kevin said to me, geez, I wish I was involved in that Devonish chat earlier on. He said you should have had me up for the first 10 minutes.
I've seen the video.
Have you?
It's good, wasn't it?
Shocking stuff.
It's great stuff. Good lads.
It would put you to shame. Like, it's like you're talking Clonakilty size boys.
Black pudding job.
Well, I didn't want to put a colour on. I was very careful, if you've noticed, that I didn't put a colour to the pudding. Because you could get into trouble.
Well, I probably am in trouble, actually. Now that you've said that.
Both were there.
Both were there.
Both colours were represented.
It's great to see the diversity in the male strippers nowadays. I've actually been thinking that.
What I find strange about those kind of videos, and I've seen lots of them, because you have boys there, and they're like, they look amazing, and they're well, you know, they're warmed up. They've obviously, you know, they've ran along the line before the referee called them onto the pitch. So they're sort of dancing with these women. And their lads are—they're flaccid, but they're heavy, and they're flopping away. But like, they're not erect, so they're not like, the boys aren't really into it. So they're just thinking like, "What the fuck am I gonna have for dinner now this evening?"
I didn't catch that nuance.
There's chicken there in the fridge there, but I bought that chicken 2 or 3 days ago at least. I can't get a takeaway again. Meanwhile, Maggie is getting a hot member, a slap of a wet budgeen across both cheeks.
I thought they were up.
No, they were not up. Did anyone see any videos where they were up? There's two lads with their hands raised.
Actually, you're right, lads.
I got the director's cut, so I did.
It looked just like that. You're dead right. The boys were like, yeah, like that it was.
No, there was no erect videos, was there? No, they were floppy.
Just uploaded. There was a couple of uploaded videos.
They were 3.5-inch floppy disks.
I call that the semi-chub, and it's the most glorious way you could be. Sorry, now.
It's like, you know when an actor does a nude scene, like Barry Keoghan dancing around the castle, 100%, they were like, can we just have 5 minutes, lads? And he just goes, come on to fuck, lad. Please. Okay, right, ready to go, yeah. Are we filming?
Yeah,
is the camera rolling? Good.
I found uncomfortable there.
Sorry.
It's an image that will come back to haunt
me. I didn't mean to do it right in front of you.
You did it right in front of me face.
For my 30th birthday, my wife gave me a secret present. And your mind is already creating a story, I assume. But my wife was like, you know, it's your 30th birthday, head to this address at 6 o'clock in the evening, somewhere in Dublin in Temple Bar. And I was like, oh my God, what could this be? So I arrived down, I get the address, and it's a fucking optometrist. And I go in and I was like, come here, do I have a, Anthony booked here. And she's like, no, I'm closing up. I was like, all right. And she said, but there's a massage parlor next door that has the same address. And I was like, oh, that must be it. So I go in. I said, my name is Kevin. Do I have an appointment? She says, you do. I go upstairs and I'm lying. She says, you know, take off your clothes and lie down. And I'm lying there going like, did my wife buy me like a happy ending massage? Is that what's going on here? So I'm lying down waiting for Johan to come in and I'm like, okay, let's play this out here. Situation A. My wife has paid for a happy ending massage. Situation B, my wife has just paid for a normal massage. So I'm lying there and Yvonne starts rubbing me. And I'm like, if I get aroused and have a happy ending off this woman, and then I go home and say to my wife, Jesus, you are amazing. That was unreal. Oh, it was a relaxing, Kevin. It was great. It was great. And yeah, like I came fairly rapidly. And then she like divorces me. That's, my life is fucked. But then the other side of that is, what if I go home and my wife is like, well, how'd you get on? I was good. Yeah, normal. And she's like, and yeah, how'd you find the happy ending? And I was like, oh no, I didn't do that. She would be raging. She's probably spent like 200 quid. And 30, I didn't want to waste. 30. Didn't, sorry. What? Oh, 30 quid, is it?
No, I don't know. Like, I'm not sure.
See, everything's more expensive up in Dublin. I don't know what the handjob prices in Sligo since the recession.
30.
So what I did was, I tried to maintain a level of my penis where he was sort of, he wasn't erect, but he was sort of ready to jump in if anyone needed him.
He was mobilized.
He was mobilized. Like, he was sort of gearing up. He was on the sideline. He wasn't sitting down in the dugout. He was sort of like, you know, he was ready to go. And it was the most fucking stressful massage I've ever had in my life. I went home way more tense.
What happened?
Than walking in. Yeah, 100%.
Did it go
yeah.
all the way?
No, no. Like, nothing happened. It was a normal massage. Ah. Yeah.
Is there wives out there that... That's a rhetorical question, you know, because I'm really worried about telling this now. But anyway.
No.
Ah, fuck. It's nothing to do with me. It's nothing to do with me. I was talking to a friend of mine a couple of days ago. I promise this is true. And he... Does he listen?
No, he doesn't listen.
Fuck it. He said... I said, how was the honeymoon? He said it was savage. He said the two of us went off. I think it was like Costa Rica or some bullshit. And he was like, anyway, we got these massages and both of us got happy endings. It was brilliant.
Him and the wife.
And I was like...
They must have been there for hours. The two of them got it.
The best joke you've ever told, honestly.
Well, it's true. It takes hours, doesn't it?
He was waiting for it for ages. Well, it takes me this long to get her going. It'll definitely take them this long. There's not a chance now.
She had to get it in installments.
A 10-week course.
But
carry on with your story.
No, but he did, like, and I was trying to play it cool. I was like, oh, yeah, did you? Yeah, yeah. And Nicola definitely does that with me as well. Like, but it's fucking... There's not a chance people's wives would be... Yeah, someone straight away... Erica
someone,
was like, nope.
Someone
nope.
just went, no, no,
nope.
no. That doesn't happen.
No.
That's not love.
So, who do I have to marry next in order to get the...
My friend's mom, whenever they were watching a film... Okay, relax. Relax the fuck. Whenever my friend was watching a film with her mom and a sex scene would come on, my friend's mom would just go, that's not love. For every film.
What is love? I mean, you know.
Baby, like, don't hurt me.
What's the proper way to do it? Do you know, in modern Ireland where love is... I've heard people are eating arse. No, I don't know. We won't get into it. Sorry. I'm not going to get fully into it now. But that's a big one that's came on the scene lately. I don't understand. I'm not getting into it, Ray. Stop now, please. I'm not getting into it. No, 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 but I, no, I won't. We'll just leave it at this. Apparently, that's a thing. When my mother and father had sex four times, I'm sure my father said, hop in, and I'm going to hop in. And then a minute and a half later, he got up and started doing a bit of work around the house and stuff. And then she put on the dinner. And then never talked about us. And then 9 months later, I popped out. Yeah. And that's a beautiful conception story.
How would you feel if, like, you know the way, do you ever think when you were conceived?
I try not to, most of the time now.
Yeah, the reason I asked that question, I'm a September baby, which is 9 months from Christmas. I'm always wondered, and I've never had the, you know, to ask them, was it a Christmas party?
Well, my daughter Ray is a September baby.
Is she? Mm. Was it a Christmas party?
Oh, well, Merry Christmas to me.
When was your birthday?
The stocking was full. Why would you do the maths, though? Why? Like, several lads I know was like, right, I was born this month. That means my parents had sex. Why the fuck?
When were you
would
born?
Would you whip out the calculator for that madness? I don't want to know. I don't want to fucking know.
Why are you being so coy about it?
Because I don't want to fucking think about it.
But when were you born?
I'm a month? November man.
Valentine!
Yeah! That was Valentine!
Shit.
Oh! Your maths is amazing. Like, I had to stand.
Actually,
11 minus 9.
Lot of love to give that time.
We did win the county final in February the 14th.
That's no better reason.
I'm a county final baby.
Nothing wrong with it.
Okay, then, how do we pull this back? So any news, Kevin? No, you're touring.
No, yeah, it's great touring. To be back in Sligo. I had my stag in Sligo.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, I won't say where. They do wonderful stag do's in Garvogue, if you want. What is it, stags and hens? Hen and
I don't
stags,
know where the fuck. I remember we went to... you know, the clay pigeon shooting?
Yeah.
Like about 30 minutes out the road.
Carrick and Shannon.
Is it?
Yeah. It's not even... Is it? Yeah, it's Leitrim. We don't even have clay pigeon shooting here in Sligo. It's just a disgrace.
A lot of shooting, like. You pigeon shooting.
You have to shoot normal pigeons, yeah. I remember I was trying to promote a tour or something at the time. So you're doing interviews. And, like, doing interviews at newspapers is such a pain in the hole. Because you have to be so careful what you say. And, like, frequently they'll ask you, like, a mad... You'll do a 40-minute interview, and then at the end they'll ask you, like, a mad question, and whatever you answer, that'll be the headline. Like, if they asked you, like, oh, just on the side note here, Kevin, if would you go back in time to kill Hitler as a baby? And you'd be like, yeah, yeah, fucking definitely fuck the cunt. Like, he was a wanker. The headline would be Kevin McGahern admits to infant side fantasy. So you have to be so careful. So I just started lying to the newspapers, and I told them, they were saying, like, what was the stag like? I said, we went down to the clay pigeon shooting, and, you know, there's a few comedians there. Carl Spain was there. You know Carl Spain?
Yeah, he was here last night.
And I said, at one point, the lad was showing us how to use a shotgun. And we saw a wild-looking dog, a big, massive dog, the size of a wolf, came out of a hedge, black eyes, like a doll's eyes, you know? And the dog came out, and the gunman went real quiet, and we found out later this was the big dog of Nobber, which was a mythical dog that ran away from the circus and had been running off with sheep and small children for years. Around the moors of Carrigan-Shannon.
Nobber, did the dog come from Nobber?
The circus was in Nobber, I think, and the dog emigrated. and I said, the dog ran at us, and Carol Spain grabbed the shotgun and shot gravel in front of the dog and scattered it, and the dog got frightened and ran off. And I told this to the newspapers, and the newspapers printed this story. Because that's the thing, they never check. So no matter what shite you say... They will just put it into newspapers. So ever since then, I've just been lying to the newspapers.
What was the headline? Carol Spain kills dog.
It was like, I can't remember the headline, but it was like, you know, big dog of Nobber foiled by Carol Spain or something like that on Kevin's stag.
That's a great headline, man. It's not long enough. I fight sometimes. Come here. I wanted to get into some stuff, personal stuff about you.
Okay. We started fairly personal.
What are we talking? 6-7 inches? No, I'm joking. What a mess. Cavan.
Yes.
That's where you grew up.
Yeah.
In Cavan. Do you ever get sick of Cavan jokes? Or have they any merits? Have they any merits?
I don't know. Like, we hear them so often that we're like, we know them all. But like I have a bit in my stand-up about Cavan jokes, and people still really love them.
Yeah. I like the way you said there, we know them all.
Yeah.
Because that's what I was going to...
I remembered.
That's what I was going to test you on. Can I do that now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, surprise, I have some Cavan... I have some Cavan jokes, and I want to see, do you know the punchline?
If I was Jewish, would you whip out a lot of Jewish jokes?
Yeah.
Hey, sometimes you have to lean into it, Kev. Do you know? Okay, so I got to ask you some simple Cavan jokes. You tell me.
I'm not simple. We're not a simple race. We're very complicated.
I tell you, there's something very simple about this fucking game anyway, that's for sure. It doesn't get much more simple than this now. How was copper wire invented?
Two Cavan lads pulling on a penny.
There we go. That's right.
Jesus, you're really good at this.
Funny when you hear the same shit since you were 4 years old.
Yeah, you have to go.
Sticks in your head.
Yeah, you have to go, like whatever, you know. But, you know, we were going to say a dance monkey is pretty much what we're going to say. What happened when the Cavan man dropped a penny?
Oh.
That's a hard one.
What happened? Oh. What happened? Oh, God, I don't know.
It hit him in the head on the way down.
Wow, that's cerebral.
That was a very nuanced joke.
Yeah, that's
that
a
one.
New one. Yeah, that's a new one.
Why did the Cavan man get double glazed windows?
Why did the Cavan man get double glazed windows?
So the kids wouldn't hear the ice cream van.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I haven't heard that one. No, I haven't heard them all, clearly.
There we go.
Yeah, these are all new to me.
I'll give you some more then, so. I'll give you about 80 more. Okay, no, hang on. Did you hear about the Cavan man watching Mass on TV?
I can guess it's something to do with the fucking collection.
He turned it off when the collection started.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you know what? I still enjoy them. I have to say, like, if it's a new interesting one, I'm like, that's a funny fucking joke.
I love the way you knew straight away was to do with the collection.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
One more, then we leave it at that. Okay. Have you heard about the time that someone took a shite in a Cavan man's bowl of soup?
No, I haven't heard this story, actually.
He had to throw half of it out.
That's good stuff.
What else about Cavan? I find it
very difficult to sit here. I've cried since the start of the second half.
Ray, I know you have some stuff you want to get onto. The one thing I didn't want to do when Kevin was here, because he told me. No, I didn't know. I didn't want to get in too much to your history on TV and all this stuff, because that's shite. If I say it to you... No, what I mean is, if I say it to you, and you're on Hardy Books, and then you say, yeah, it was, that was great crack. Like, that's a bit shit. But you were on Republic of Telly.
Yeah.
And the reason I wanted to ask you about Republic of Telly was, that was probably the last time I watched RTE.
Yeah, me too.
It's a funny one, that, because I think, and you can tell me if I'm wrong here now or not, I think that was the last time that they kind of backed stuff that was a bit out there, you know?
Yeah, it was like, because when I was in like secondary school, like Monday nights were like comedy night.
Yeah.
So you'd have like Friends and Podge and Rog, Scare at Bedtime and stuff like that. Father Ted.
Yeah.
And there was like Monday night, you stuck to the telly. And then it kind of dwindled a bit because they cancelled us. The lad who cancelled us, and he was in the Oireachtas TV hearings. And I tell you something, I was fucking glued to that. I was like saying to Siobhan, I was like, there's the fucker who fired me. Look at him sweating. So, yeah, they cancelled us and then replaced us with like Podge and Rogers chat show because I think he had done that.
Oh, you're right.
But it only lasted like a season and then they cancelled that and they didn't replace it with Anthony.
Yeah, that's the thing. They haven't replaced it with Anthony.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Now, like you said, they're all in front of the Oireachtas explaining why 500 grand is...
Which in itself is a very good show.
The Oireachtas is very good, though.
Yeah.
Very entertaining.
Like, I mean...
It's even their best work.
The idea of, like, how much was the Toy Show musical? Like, 2 point something million.
Yeah.
I had a bit of my stand-up about, like, the only reason I can think that somebody created the Toy Show musical is that the guards set it up as a sort of sting operation to catch paedophiles. Like, there's no reason why... Who the fuck... Would any of you go to see that for free? A fucking musical about the Toy Show, like...
But now, hold bizarre. On a minute.
I know, here comes civil servant Ray in now to save the day.
Hold on a minute now.
Yeah.
If it was a big success...
But it
right,
wasn't.
Say, for example, if
it's
a couple
a
of your friends...
fucking if.
If a couple of your friends said, jeez, I was at the Toy Show music and it was tremendous.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, jeez, I must get tickets for that for the mother. For
I would
birthday.
Say, I don't think I want to be friends with them people anymore.
We're not all as trendy as you are. Some of us, you know, some of us play an interest, you know. Someone says the Toy Show musical is good.
Okay,
go.
here's how you run a show.
Right.
You start it small, somewhere where there's maybe 50 people, and
fair
if
enough.
They say it's good,
yeah.
Then you put it into the biggest venue that we have in
they
this country.
They did do it the wrong way now.
They did it arseways.
They did.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it would have been about. What was the Toy Show
I think
musical
the plot
about?
Was something like the electricity goes out. And a load of kids... I'm not even... This isn't me being funny.
No. It's very funny.
This is something that they come up with. The electricity goes out and a load of kids decide to go to the ESV centre to fix the electrical fault. Like, it's essentially a musical for electricians. Because they're like, guys, the Late Late Show... The kids of Ireland won't be able to see the late Toy Show.
Oh, I get it.
And
yeah.
They're like, we have to fix the ESB board. And then then they fix the ESB and then it gets broadcast that all the kids get to watch the Toy Show.
I'd go to see that.
Would you?
That's interesting.
You're a simple man.
No, Kev, that's the truth, though.
They know that
they
already.
Know that.
They know that.
He is the most straight-laced man in the world. Like, that's... He's like, yeah, I'm a civil servant who just agrees with everything that they... And if they want to do it, I'm behind them.
So why would they want to do it? And you know, I'm sure it's great.
I love the fact that... And we can end this on this. I love the fact that RTE is in absolute disrepair. There's two different Oireachtas committees hounding them. Asking them to come in every week and explain themselves, right? They have a brand new chief executive who's running the whole thing, an Englishman, right? Who's landed in... 9 months out probably from when Tuberty had to leave after the biggest scandal in the world. He was on the radio today, still going, we cut out 2 episodes of Fair City. That's the best that they can come up with. That's the best they can come up with. Like, when the reason I bring up Republic of Telly was, there was fucking mad devilment in it back then.
Yes.
And I presume to a certain extent, you were just left alone to kind of do sketches.
To an extent, there were certain things we weren't allowed to do. Like, we weren't allowed to do anything political. I did a sketch about... On the lead-up to the marriage referendum, I did a sketch about this guy. He was kind of based on a lot of them kind of homophobic lads who you'd see on debate shows.
Mm.
So he was an anti-homophobia guy. He was talking about people who bullied homophobes. And it was one of the... funniest thing, it was one of the proudest things I'd done on it, and we were told after that no more political sketches at all. Keep it fucking Fair City. Keep taking the piss out of Fair City and Moore and Doughty.
Yeah,
back in your box. But
how many years did you do it for?
I did it for, I think, 5 years. So it was like 10 seasons. It was a long time.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's just for me at my age of 32, that's what we watch. You know, when we grew up and stuff. Ray, I know you have stuff that you want to do with them, so I don't want to take up the whole shaggy.
Oh, no, that's fine.
I had another bit in my stand-up about the Oireachtas TV hearings.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm just doing stand-up here now, but I don't
No, it's good,
care.
Though, because... Like,
none of you are going to see the show tomorrow anyway, so it doesn't matter.
That's not
but
true.
But it was about the Toy Show musical. I'd much rather watch a musical about the Oireachtas TV hearings.
Mm-hmm.
Where you go to the board, gosh, and a lad would come out and say, do you want to see the toy man? Answer questions about his pay. There he is up on the telly, next to Noel Kelly. Let's hear what he has to say. And then the guy playing Tuberty comes out and says, I am but a humble toy man. I spread joy through my skill of chat. I know not of these words you use. An invoice? What is that? I could be out of a job by Friday. Like you, I could be on the dole. Of course, my salary's enormous, but it doesn't affect my soul. Because I'm the toy man, I'm the toy man. I'm Ireland's best interviewing boy man. I chat to celebs, I've done it for ages. I'll ask any question unless the subject's my wages. And then you have Matty McGrath going, who are you lying to? 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 Like, it fucking writes itself, you know. Now, would that not be 10 times more entertaining?
I'd equally go to see that. I just, anything really, you know.
Ray, you'll see that. Doesn't bother you.
I go look at anything.
You know. Every musical. Right, Ray, come on. I know right. You have stuff that you
I'll
need
do me
to
little
do.
Thing and then we'll see what happens after that.
Who gives a shit? We've already got as far as 25 to 10. We're done, Ray. I'm right. Getting out of it after this. I
don't
wait.
Like this no stand things. I'm bringing it back. I'm oh, not yeah, like he, you.
No.
He can't. He can only do it for so long.
You're like an armless harmonica player.
I can't handle it. Oh, thank God.
Doesn't he look like he's about to do a gig in a hotel bar?
Yeah.
Just at the corner of the room and there's nobody fucking listening to him at all. Listening to this cunt about to fucking sing Cotton Eye Joe. How he's all doing there, folks. He's all having a lovely time. If you have any requests at all, just please, please write them on a little piece of paper and stick them in my pocket.
The worrying thing is he sounds exactly like me doing my one-man
show.
It's a £50 note.
A £50 note is what we always say, yeah. Haley. You're dead right. Just write it on a £50 note and send it up my way. Or I always say, if you want to just do Revolut or bank transfer, you can swipe it between the cheeks of me arse.
Stylish.
And I'll go first. Anyway, Ray.
So, our fantastic comedy writers have come up with a little piece.
Okay. Are you keeping an eye on this now? Because this is a timed thing, isn't it?
No, well, yeah. No, I'm not... You're worried about these, right? There yeah. are 20 questions. We tried to have a 60-second counter. Didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
Technical difficulties. So I'm just going to bait into 20 questions for you.
Okay.
And you have to answer them incorrectly.
I've answered them wrong.
You have to answer them wrong.
Like Tommy Tiernan on the...
Like Tommy Tiernan on the Bradley. Thing. We made this up ourselves.
I didn't want to bring it up.
Yeah, not like him at all, though.
Yeah, but Anton Deck did it as well, so fuck you. So obviously everybody
little
does
tip,
it.
Little tip, when you're doing something, don't bring up a better program.
Yeah, and a better comedian as well. Yeah,
we're still learning. So I'm going to be full Bradley Walsh here. Is it Bradley Walsh?
Yeah, go on.
Thank you.
So I have to answer these questions wrong.
Yeah, I've got to do them real quick.
I do them first, is this?
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go with you because obviously the page is Mark's questions first. Thank you very much, comedy writing team, Laura and Emma.
Wrong answers
right.
only.
Wrong answers only.
Try and clear up my head.
You ready? Okay. Who is number one in the Irish charts?
Foster and Allen.
And you have to sing it.
You're going out. That's Big Tom. What are you on about? That's not part of the question.
But
you
that's
bollocks.
Right. You did it right.
Oh, I did it yeah, right, yeah. Okay. I sing it.
Who is the Pope?
Fuck.
Who is the Pope?
Paul McGrath.
Right. Where is Castlereagh?
Heaven.
Complete the phrase. To be or not to be?
I couldn't give a shite.
What do you do for a living?
I swim in rivers.
Very good. What noise does a baby make?
Bah.
Where did we meet?
Brothel.
What's the name of the river that flows through Sligo?
The River Suck.
What does Brendan Tierney do?
Wrecks people's heads. Oh, sorry, it's supposed to be wrong answers. Sorry.
What does ACDC stand for?
I couldn't do kayaking. I couldn't do chips.
It's good. Sing an Irish lilt.
You baby, you light up my world like nobody else.
What is an Irish stereotype?
What is an Irish stereotype?
That's what I asked you.
A Union Jack.
Right. What's your favourite flavour of ice cream?
River Suck.
Do a Cavan accent.
I'll tell you one thing now.
Don't do an Indian accent. Jesus Christ.
Was that Indian, was it?
Yeah. Pakistani Indian. What is the perfect wedding gift?
It's all right, you're okay.
A second wife.
What's an aphrodisiac?
What's an aphrodisiac?
Yeah.
Oh, a way out of sex. It's way into sex. Come on.
What should you always do at a funeral?
High five.
What's the best source of vitamin D?
D. I well, not, because I was going to. It's vulgar. Stop now. Go on.
What's the Eurovision?
A drag show.
Okay, I'll give you that one. What is the point of nipples? Say the first thing that comes into your mind.
A Guinness tap.
Congratulations, Mark. You've completed.
Oh, thank God. I have never been so nervous about something in my
whole
life.
You did very well.
Oh, my
it's
Christ.
Quite terrifying, because you don't know what
ferocious.
You're going to say.
You're up next to you, man. Yeah. This is what
I will be asking the crowd who did better, Mark the amateur comedian or Kevin the professional comedian.
Bear in mind, I don't want to get cancelled.
Right, Kevin's questions, wrong answers only. Who is the president of Ireland?
Mickey Bingo.
How do you bake a cake?
What?
How do you bake a cake?
Just sort of talk to it nicely. put on some nice music, light some candles.
Who are the Hardy Bucks?
They're a group of Israeli policemen who just go around battering lads.
What do you do with a hammer?
I'd use it for opening bottles of Heineken.
Where is Cavan?
It's usually at the back of a cow.
Finish this catchphrase. Money doesn't grow on
Animals.
Can you sing our national anthem?
Urski, burski, dun so bai, la 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 da dung shi, British Isles.
Yes. What was Sim Card's job?
He was a defence contractor.
What's the best cure for hiccups?
Just lie down beside somebody and give them little kisses on the back of their ears.
Okay. How do you smell the word? How do you spell the word milk?
D-I-L-K.
Lovely. What noise does a duck make?
Wonk.
Very good. What is Guinness?
It's a fuel for aggression and love.
What, name a Harry Potter book.
Harry Potter and the Relocated Priest.
What would you find in a museum?
A painting by you.
That's a really wrong answer. What's the difference between a cow and a horse?
Between a cow and a horse?
Yeah.
A cow has four Mickeys.
Do a Dublin accent. What would you find in Maeve's bar?
Maeve.
That's true, that's good.
Who is Donald Trump's? Trump's. Sorry, talk about something else there.
He's a selector for Sligo GAA.
There you go. Name something you can put on toast.
A hammer.
What am I wearing?
A negligee.
Thank you. That's your 20 questions.
I'm still...
That's good crack.
The best line I've ever heard is Harry Potter and the Relocated Priest. That is just... I would watch that film. How fucking good would that be?
Fair play to Emma and Laura for doing the questions.
Oh, that's some of the best crack. Lads, before we go any home, we would you have to say, Kevin McGahern, ladies and gentlemen, his tour, which is called Shy Talker, is on everywhere. Apparently everywhere. The closest to us here in Sligo, bar tomorrow night, which
Lily's
is sold
tomorrow
out.
Night.
Yeah, but it's sold out. Waste time.
Of
course it's sold out, man. That fella said out Anton.
Don't look so fucking surprised.
Go ahead, man.
Is it? And were the discounted tickets or is there a bus full of people from a mental institution coming in?
The closest you can get to him, ladies and gentlemen, is Castle Bar on the 22nd of March. Is that the TF? Is
that's it? The TF Royale. The with TF.
Cheese. Are you in the big room or are you downstairs in the Ruby Lounge?
Well, that's fucking up to ye cunts.
But he has a whole host of dates. Where can they find out where the dates are beyond Castle Bar?
Oh, they're written here.
Oh, not going to go this through the whole lot of them.
This was a his question. Oh, yeah. Where would they find the dates?
If you follow me on Instagram, they're all fucking up there. But Castle Bar is the nearest one. Galway, Dublin, Belfast, Kilkenny.
Navan.
Don't look. What's wrong with Navan?
Nothing.
Nothing wrong with Navan.
Is it close to your house?
Their money is good too.
Come here, Kev. I must say, what a pleasure it has been. That's genuinely been to have
lads,
you here.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Honest to God.
And thank you all.
Come here.
Oh, it's Shy Talker. It's not shite. It's S-H-Y Talker.
No, I did my research beforehand, Ray. Obviously, you didn't bother your own.
I heard Shite Talker, and I was going, that's a great name for a show. But you can't put that in papers.
No, say Shy.
Yeah,
talker.
I like it. Ooh, yeah.
You're one of the worst marketers, Ray, that I've ever in my life heard. Like.
Sorry.
Anyway, come here. Before we go any further, this gig was obviously supposed to be in Anderson's. We had to do a very quick switch around in a couple of hours, Lord rest them.
Music going again.
No, you don't have to. No, we had to do a very quick switch round in a couple of hours.
It went very quick in the end.
Well, it was about a week's worth of a switch round.
Who's going to get the house?
There's lots of interest in
parties.
Is that
a funeral for you now? Will you say nothing. I call down to the house. I'm not going to the fucking funeral.
Kev, we're still wondering. We reckon Ray's worth something now. He's
good man, Ray.
Do you know?
You think I'm going to take it over?
I reckon you could take Anderson's over, man.
If the right fellas got behind me.
Ray, let you...
I don't mean in that way.
I'll promise you this, Ray. I will never get in behind you. That's the truth.
Come on. Would you take over an old pub and a restaurant and a venue?
I'd fucking love to run
a pub. What would you do?
But I'd like to run it in a sort of like a Johnny Depp...
Into the ground.
Yeah. I just want a place that you can drink late. I don't want to be dealing with kegs or anything.
It was actually, that's good now. That
I just want a hangout place, you know.
Now that you mentioned kegs, how do you know a venue in the town is closing? 40 or 50 kegs being rolled across a bridge at 3 a.m. of a Sunday in a slow procession by lads that are 18 and 19
year old. Alcoholics standing on the bridge just like that. Just crying, saluting the cans.
Yeah. And Tesco shopping trolleys full of vodka just being pulled up the way. Yeah.
Anyway, I was supposed to say the Gareth Oak, fair play to them. I don't know where the fuck that. Anyway, the Gareth Oak stood in, ladies and gentlemen, and made this happen. None of us have ever seen the Gareth Oak like this.
It's never been like this. And long may it last.
Long may it last. Who knows? We could be doing live shows here again.
I'd say we will.
So a big fair play to them. All the seats and all the organisation happened with Johnny and his crew. And a big, big special mention, ladies and gentlemen, to Aileen down there. Can we get a round of applause for Aileen? Because there's not a chance that it'd be possible. This is So Funny Comedy Festival, a gig that Brendan Tierney is genuinely going to make no money off, but he fucking loves doing this.
So happy.
We're all like, lovely, thank God.
Why start now?
Yeah. Will you please put your hands together for Brendan Tierney for putting this whole thing together? A big thank you to Brian from Pixel Productions, ladies and gentlemen. He's standing back there. Fair play to you, Brian. Now, there's a couple of things we have to do. There's a couple of old things we have to do, right? We're going to go into Maeve's, drink the heads of ourselves, and enjoy the rest of the night. We have to rip this stuff down because there's 110 people on a mystery tour coming in about...
Isn't that the randomest thing you've ever heard? 110 people coming on a bus, and they don't know where they're going. Next thing, they just land in here.
Yeah.
And they meet Brian taking down televisions.
So we do have to get out here. We're going to go into Maeve's and start drinking pints. Ray is going to be signing boobs out the back. If you have a pair of boobs, just give him a shout. Laura kill me for saying that. Okay, listen. For ye, thank ye so fucking much for coming down. Honest to God. Kevin, we usually do a fair play to me at the end. So I'll say a fair play to me. He'll say a fair play to me. And then you say a fair play to me. And then we just shout good luck.
You have that, do you?
Sounds good.
Okay, he's an actor, lad. He has it off. Okay, thank you so much to everybody here. And Ray and Kev, fair play to me.
Fair play to me.
Fair play to me.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Kendi here, just to let you know that next Thursday, there will be no podcast released. We are on holidays, so we will see you back the Thursday after, and fair play to you.
The Kendi and Rabo Podcast, sponsored by Maeve's Cozy Front Lounge.